inside out. Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life, Ministries, come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan.
Let us learn Yahweh's ways with Torah Life Ministries.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Nisan from Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the program today. The name of my show is Torah Life Ministries, and you might be wondering why somebody on a Christian radio station would be saying the word Torah. Isn't that a Jewish word? Yes, it's a Jewish word, but the word means the first five books of the Bible. It means the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And if you are a Christian, you supposedly believe in our Creator's word, which is the complete word of Scripture of the Bible, and the Torah is the foundation of that. Starting in Genesis, and you cannot have a solid house without a solid foundation. So it's important that we understand what Torah means and what Torah is. But today we're not specifically talking about the Torah. We're talking about a real issue that's happening. And as a watchman, I want to let you know about this so you can be aware of this, because many Christians out there today are being deceived and led astray. And they're leaving the faith of Yahshua, the one you call Jesus, because of this deception. And it's getting even worse, because this deception is being combined with other evil things we are told to stay away from in Scripture. So I want you to listen to this message today. You can listen to the rebroadcast on the radio station you're hearing this at, or on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. So we're going to get started today with a Scripture, 1 John 4:1. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are from Elohim or from our Creator, for many false prophets have gone forth into the world." Now, it says that we are to test the spirits, not only the spirits of other people, but the spirits that are talking to us. And how do we do that test? Very simple. Our Creator gave us a great gift. Yes, His Son Yeshua, who died for us, the one you refer to as Jesus, but He gave us a great gift in His Word, in His guidelines, and in His instructions, known as the Bible. So that's how we test the Spirit. This set-apart Spirit would never, ever, ever tell us or anyone else to do something that goes against the Word found in the Bible. And if that's what's happening, there might be a spirit involved, but it's not a spirit you want to be involved with. And it's certainly not the spirit, the set-apart spirit of our wonderful Creator, Yahweh. So we need to understand and test. Basically, it comes down to test everything. And when it comes from a spiritual level, test the things that are happening. Even if they seem good to your flesh, you still have to look it up in Scripture and see, is this, as we say, kosher, or is this good, or is this right? And we keep thinking of that in 1 John 4:1. I'll read it again, and then I'm going to get into today's message, because it's very, very critical we get this immediately, because there's a danger happening today where many people are being deceived. So 1 John 4:1 again says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are from Elohim or from the false prophets that have gone forth into the world." Now, I know people that are Christians and they say, "Oh, I don't need to read the Bible because the Spirit speaks to me." Well, you better confirm that in Scripture, because that might be a spirit speaking to you that you don't want to be listening to. So let's look here now and see this message and this warning I'm here to give you. Now, we can all agree, I believe, as believers of Yahshua, the one you call Jesus, that things like homosexuality and the murdering of babies with abortion, these things are evil, these things are wrong, these things are bad, and they're not of our Creator. So there is a common ground on things we can agree with. The Spirit will reveal this to us. The Word will confirm this. So we know that. Now, let's look at the question of why do all Christians universally agree on these things I just mentioned, that they're bad? Homosexuality, abortion, these are the common things out there. Well, is it because the Bible really says so? Is that why we confirm that they're bad? Or is it because the world says so? Or is it because this is what we've been taught? What we can't really say is because what the Bible says alone, because even though the Bible does say these things, there are many things the Bible says that Christians can't seem to agree on, and things that are very clear in scriptures, and I bring these things out in my other teachings. So, yes, we can say to agree the Bible says these things, but I will say that is not the reason why we can all agree that these things are bad alone. Then we look at the next thing. It says, because the world says so. Well, there's a lot of complex things going on in the world, and the world says many things are good or bad. So we're really not in agreement with the world, and the world will be opposed to the word. So that's not why we're agreeing on these things. Then we come down to the question of, because that is what we've been taught. And that is the answer and the thing we need to focus on today. Because most Christians today are taught from a basic Christian belief system, universally everywhere. Even within different sects of Christianity, the foundation beliefs are taught in all Christian churches. And Christians are going to agree everywhere that these things are wrong, these things are bad, because that's what they're taught. So the issue of the show is, what if these Christian values and ideas that people have been taught as the foundation of Christianity in the church, not in the Bible, but in the church, just what if they are incorrect? Not only what if they are incorrect, what if they actually go against what the Bible teaches? Then what do we do about it? Then how do we handle this situation? And then we might just say, well, we just won't continue to do those practices or have those beliefs. But it is not that simple, because it's difficult to unlearn the things that we have already been taught. And just like the Bible commands us to go and teach our children the right way to do things, if we spend a whole lifetime or many, many years teaching those kids the wrong thing, you can't just come to them one day and say, you know what, I was wrong, now you got to stop believing that. It's already embedded in our minds and it's become part of our so-called DNA to live a certain way and do certain things a certain way. So this is why even when presented with the truth, most Christians, they won't just completely accept it, because it's been so long that they've been believing a system or an idea that it's become part of them. So many of them could actually see it and not realize it. And we look at what the Bible says. The Bible says clearly, in the end days, many will be deceived by so-called wolves that are coming in sheep's clothing. It goes on to say, Hosea 4:6 says, many people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected the knowledge, I also reject you from being priests for me. Since you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim, I will also forget your children. Now, when we think about what it's saying here, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He's talking about Christians. And being destroyed for lack of knowledge, well, we all have knowledge. We have worldly knowledge. The knowledge they're talking about here that Christians are being destroyed for is lack of knowledge of our Creator's guidelines and instructions, known as the Torah, which many Christians mistakenly think of as the law, and they think they're not under the law, so they're not studying the law, but the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, we are all responsible to keep. We are all under those. They are not done away with. And I talk about that in other videos I have on my website and other messages I've posted here on the radio station or whatever radio station you're hearing this. The issue is with just taking people's word and not confirming it in the Bible, as we said when we read that first scripture in this message. That is it. That is the issue. Now, where can this lead? And where is it leading us? And where has it led us? Well, let's look at scripture in 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, all scripture is inspired by a wonderful creator Yahweh and is useful to teach us what is true and make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. That's what righteous living is all about. That's 2 Timothy 3:16, teaching us, confirming it. And it says, all scripture is inspired by our creator. It goes on to say in Deuteronomy in the Bible, it says, do not add or take away, but keep my guidelines and instructions. In other words, all scripture from Genesis to Revelation and everything, that's what we use to confirm the Spirit revealing these things to us. And if the word does not go with that, it is not a spirit you want to be listening to, as I said. You want to avoid the appearance, you want to avoid everything from something that isn't of Yahweh and is not found in the scriptures. So we look at this and we look at the destruction of we could say Christianity, or we could say our fellowship, or our walk, or our spiritual life. Who wants to destroy our spiritual relationship? And I'll give you three answers of who wants to destroy this. The first one is, we look at the world. In the name of money and pride, but we'll stick to money. In the name of money, the worldly people want to destroy the idea of Christianity or the idea of what our Messiah taught, because it is the antithesis of that. See, the Creator wasn't teaching about storing treasures up here on earth. He was talking about storing treasures up in heaven. And the world teaches the opposite. So in the name of the world, or in the name of money, the world is trying to dispose the idea of not worrying about these minor things here on earth and storing our treasures up in heaven. Then we go on to ask, well, who else is trying to destroy the so-called biblical lifestyle? And we look at other belief systems or other religions, because each person thinks what they're believing is the correct way, and one of the ways they try to do that is to disprove the other one. So they try to destroy this. But when it really comes down to it, who is really trying to destroy this all? And that is the evil enemy, the adversary. Satan himself wants to destroy our biblical relationship, our biblical understanding, our relationship with Yahweh, Yeshua, and he wants to completely destroy that. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 says, he will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction, because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So that's what he's going to do. He's going to use every type of deception. And this is what's going on today. And this message is so critical, because people are being deceived. Christians are being deceived. And it's a deception that's really something we need to take care of right away when you hear about what it is. Now, we look at the three steps of the enemy to deceive believers and how this has happened. Now, listen closely, folks. I'm going to give you three steps or three things, three areas. And these are in order. The first one is replacement theology. The second one is the creation of division. And finally, the last one is the mingling of the seed. And we're going to look at all three of these in order to see how this has taken place. Not how it will take place, but what is actually happening right now in front of our eyes. First, we look at the idea of replacement theology. Replacement theology holds that Yahweh, a wonderful creator, rejected the Jewish people, Israel. That is just a crazy, crazy claim. But that's what the idea of replacement theology claims. It claimed this is because the Jewish people rejected Yeshua, so our creator is going to reject him. That is the deception right there. Because when you stop believing that, then you stop believing what this false theology says. Things like the promises throughout the Bible now apply to the church instead of Israel, and curses will apply to Israel. So basically, the church is replacing Israel, and this idea is completely wrong, because it was the thousands of Jewish believers who actually started the church. It was called an assembly back then. It wasn't called a church, and nowhere in the Bible is it called a church. It was an assembly, and it was made strictly of Jewish believers. So to even think of an idea of replacement theology is absurd. But this is the idea of what's been put in the minds of many Christians out there today, and this is where the enemy has started to mingle the seed of the world, of the believers and the non-believers. It's a separation of the so-called Christianity and Judaism. But when we really look down to it, folks, Christianity is a sect of Judaism, if we look at what is actually taking place and what is going on here. This replacement theology is the first step into Satan deceiving the Christians. And this has to stop. This has to be understood if we want to get back to understanding the role of the scriptures and what is going to happen. So when we start thinking about this, and we start thinking that the church replaced Israel, and we start taking Israel out of the scriptures, and we start taking the whole idea of the original covenant out of the scriptures, you can't understand the renewed covenant. Because that's what the foundation of scriptures teaches, or is referenced when they talk about it in the renewed covenant, and we're going to talk about that. We look at the lie of the replacement theology and how it's led to something even more evil. Christians no longer thinking that the Old Testament is valid or necessary. Many of them claiming that they're part of a New Testament church, and so-called as in a book of Acts or a New Testament, New Testament Christians. But that didn't happen until like the 4th century, folks. This was an assembly based upon the Jewish people. But when you start thinking about the replacement theology, then you start getting to things like anti-Semitism towards the Jewish people and teaching that all these things that just aren't true. The Bible actually teaches the coming together, the one new man of the Jew and the Gentile, not the separation of it. The problem is the church today is mingling the seed with the world, with the unbelievers, and the way Satan's making this happen is by placing this idea of replacement theology on the people. And you might think, well, not your church, but listen slowly, folks. Listen to the rest of my message. Listen to what I'm saying here. It's the mingling of the seed that this problem has continued to been allowed to grow. When the children of Israel went into the promised land, they were told to separate and divide themselves from every unclean thing, from everything that did not believe in Yahweh, in creation. And if they would have listened, it says, you will be blessed and all will be well with you. The blending of every belief system to appease the flesh of man is the beginning of the end. And that's what our enemy wanted to make happen when he brought upon the people this idea of replacement theology, which is being taught today. We have ended up today with the church allowing every type of false pagan practice out there today, from creating and celebrating pagan festivals to homosexuality, you name it. Everything the Bible talks against has been thrown away, and people are accepting everything that appeases their flesh. But the real warning, folks, comes from, where is this really leading us? Where is this really leading us, and what is really happening? So first we have the deception of the Christians with replacement theology, and then we have the combining of the church and the New Age system of today, which people like Oprah Winfrey represent. And then we have something even more evil that we're going to get to here. So we look at the New Agers, because that's basically what mingling the seed has created, the New Age reception, the universalist, believing that all paths lead to the same place, to the same creator. One's own experience validates the truth. New Agers, they don't believe in evil. They don't believe in any the separation of evil and good and our creator and anything. They just believe about seeking a higher conscience. That's all they care about. And they do this through these worldly, physical tasks, meditation, and they worship exercise. They worship food. They worship crystals. They worship yoga, and they worship channeling of spirits and guidelines, and they worship horoscopes, and they worship all these worldly, evil, spiritual things. And because they're not confirming it in the Bible, what they're doing is trying to justify this. And the problem is this has gotten into the church, folks. And the church, there are many Christians out there doing these things in the name of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, but they have nothing to do with the scriptures. They go against the scriptures, but they're not confirming it in their scriptures. And that's why we have a problem. That's why this has become such an issue. The New Ages have blended in with the Christianity, and all of a sudden you have a whole bunch of people mixing and blending Eastern practices into Christianity to try to produce something better, but you never could. You can't. Yeshua, it says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. New Ages today, folks, are in a lot of confusion because they haven't found the truth. But only what fits into their spiritual perspective they have constructed. And this isn't new, folks. It started in the Garden of Eden with Eve seeking her own flesh and not seeking what our Creator told her to do. You see, when you get away from how our Creator told us to live and what our Creator told us to do, you stop believing other spirits. You stop believing these ideas. You stop believing the replacement theology that the church replaced Israel. Then you stop mingling the seed and allowing a New Age movement to get in and stop believing and justifying things are okay that the Spirit would never lead you to do. And where has this led us? And here comes down to the real warning that I'm talking about, folks. Did you know that there are people out there today, Christians actually out there today, teaching a mixture of Christianity and Islam, and it's called Chrislam. It's just a form of New Age replacement theology that has become more popular, and it's becoming more popular today, and that's why I'm giving you this message today, so you can be warned about it. As a health watchman, I am letting you know. You say that could never get into church. People are never going to teach that. Well, I tell you, one of the most popular so-called Christian pastors out there today, Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, is a strong promoter of this Chrislam movement. So what exactly is this Chrislam? It's a combination of Christianity and Islam, and they're using both the Quran and the Bible as their guidelines and their texts. They take verses from the Quran and the Bible and they read them, but they take Muhammad, they take Moses, and they take Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, and they say they're all equal. They're all great prophets, but that's all, nothing more. They're equally deserving of love and respect, but with different roles, they say. You see, folks, you cannot mingle the seed. Our Creator has a plan, and it's for good and not disaster. It's not up to us and what we're doing. It's what our Creator says we need to do. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says Yahweh. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope." To give you a future and give you a hope. But you have to seek His plan first and not our own plan. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." The scriptures continuously give us examples over and over again of who and what to avoid, and even more important, how to identify it. You see, when our Creator gave us the clean and unclean animals, He didn't just say these animals are clean and these animals are unclean. What He gave us with them was the instructions of how to identify a clean and unclean animal. And He's done the same thing with evil spirits. He's done the same thing with evil works. He's done the same thing with everything, how to tell if the fruit is in a person. He's given us not just what it is, but how to identify it. Isaiah 18:20 says, "To the Torah and to the testimonial, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." And we look at that and we talk about any true servant of our wonderful Creator will teach only what is scripturally sound according to our wonderful Creator, Yahweh. And that's not happening out there, folks. And this is why I come to you and I give you this great warning, because many of you are sitting right in your church next to somebody who believed this. And you would say, there's no way that somebody in your church would believe a mixture of Christianity and Islam. And I tell you, I know many Christians that say there's no way that the Christians would be doing pagan practices, but they have no problem with Christmas and Easter and breaking the Sabbath and living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator on a daily basis. So if that could happen, why can't this happen? I'll tell you, not only can it happen, it is happening. It's happening right now. And when you understand and really read your Bibles, you'll see clearly how and why this deception is taking place. But we need to wake up, folks. Wake up. This is a great call for you to wake up. Read your Bibles for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Don't take your friend's word for it. Go and read it for yourself. And definitely don't take your pastor's word for it, who's probably leading the people. If you got the most popular pastor in the United States today, Rick Warren, teaching people about Chrislam, a mixture of Christianity and Islam. And then you have another popular preacher, Joel Osteen, teaching people the New Age practices of Scripture that combine Oprah Winfrey's teachings and says, oh, let's just please the flesh and let's leave the whole old covenant or original covenant out of this and let's just teach people what they want to hear and let's just tickle their ears so they give us their money. If that's happening, why can't this happen, folks? This is happening, and it's a great danger, because when you got the mingling of the seed of Christianity and Islam, guess what? The Christians will stop believing Islam. And before you know it, the Christians will stop believing in Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, and they'll stop believing in Islamic gods and all these other gods of this world. And then when you realize what those books are actually saying, which is the antithesis of what Yeshua our King is saying, you see where the danger is and the issue that's happening out there today. And that is what's going on. And that's why we need to wake up. We need to be aware. We need to speak out against this. And we need to separate ourselves and divide ourselves from this evil that is taking place on a regular basis, folks. We all have an opportunity to see this ourselves, to expose it, to leave it. But as the scriptures say, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. And in the scriptures, when the people had that choice, it says they answered not a word. Well, you have that opportunity, folks, too. Today I give you the truth of what is going on today. And it's just about in every church, every sect of Christianity today, people are doing these things. And it's starting with replacement theology. So if your congregation or your church believes in the idea of the church replacing Israel, and you can go ahead and ask your pastor if he believes that. And once they say yes to that, your antenna has to go up and think, well, what else do they believe? Do they believe in the mingling of the seed and the new age mixing with Christianity coming to the church? And once they confirm that through the word, not through their words, but through the scriptures, then you got to go and ask yourself the next question. Do they believe in what Rick Warren believes in Chrislam? And once they answer that through their own actions and through the word that's going, they're living against, then you know it's time to make a choice. Today I give before you life or death. Choose life, folks, so you may live. My name's Paul Neeson, and my website's Torah Life Ministries. It's www.torahlifeministries.org. If any of you want to contact me, my phone number is 561-283-1707. We have a local fellowship that meets every Sabbath, that's Saturday, at 3 p.m. in Lake Worth, Florida. You're welcome to join us. If you just give me a call, I'll give you that address. And we have many, many teachings on our website, over 1,000 different teachings, where you can go and you can hear information of what the Bible is truly teaching. So I thank you for listening today. Have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom. Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson. I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to my program. I'm on every Saturday here at 11:30 on the Sabbath on WCNO Radio in South Florida. If you have any questions about this, I know a lot of people's eyes have not been open to this information before. Please don't take my word for it. Go to my website and you can see the videos there. This information, a lot of Christians find is hard to believe, and many people do, but there's a phrase called come out of Babylon. And it is my prayer as you hear this information, as you look it up yourself, your eyes will be open and you will come out of Babylon and you'll start to understand the importance of the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. You'll start to see how important it is to follow the words of our Creator, to create a good foundation of Scripture. And I can promise you this, that if you look into the Hebraic roots of our Messiah, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, you will have such a clearer understanding of what the Bible and the Scriptures are saying about many different passages in Scripture. And that's what we really have to understand. What was the message that Yeshua, the one we call Jesus, gave us? What did he want us to do with this? And how did he want us to use it? And we can only understand if we read and study and seek, as it says in the Scriptures, seek and you shall find. So hallelujah means praise our wonderful Creator, Yahweh. That's what it actually means. And hallelujah that you took the time out today to listen to this message. I pray that you would seek and you would find and you would learn and you would study and test everything is my final warning to you. Test everything and don't take your pastor's word for it. You can get a copy of this on the website and you can present it to them and you can see what they say about it. And if you find anything I say to be incorrect, well, you contact me. But I'm telling you, this is the truth. This is the Scriptures. And like it says in the Bible, Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life. So choose him over all things. Choose life and you shall live. Thank you.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you'd like to learn more, please visit www.torahlifeministries.org. Or you can contact Torah Life Ministries by phone at 561-283-1707. That's 561-283-1707. Learn of Yahweh's ways. Torah Life Ministries, come out of the world.